أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
اللہ تعالیٰ کی ایک صفت رزاق ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضور says that one of the attribute of Allah is ar-razzaq, and the people of dictionary, they have translated various meanings. I would like to mention some of those. علامہ جلال الدین محمد, he has got a dictionary called لسان العرب. He writes under the word Razik and Razak that this is one of the attribute of Allah, because He provides the provision and food to all the people, all the creation, and He gives the people the physical and the spiritual food. In Akrabul Mawarid, under Razak, it is written that this word is actually used only in relation to God Almighty, and it cannot be used for anyone other than Allah. Imam Raghib also writes the same, that this can only be used about Allah Almighty. Imam Raghib, generally, he supports his meanings on the basis of the verses of the Holy Quran, and accordingly he expresses the meanings. So anyway, the purpose of this expression is that Razak is the special attribute of Allah alone, and what are the meanings? Various lexicons has given different meanings. Generally, this word is quite commonly used in Urdu and Punjabi as well, but in a very limited meaning. While the meaning of this word is very vast and very deep, the word rizq, Imam Raghib has mentioned three meanings of this. He says that the first rizq is that grace of Allah Almighty which is given continuously, whether the blessing in this life or in the blessing to come. And secondly, sometimes it is used to refer to a certain portion. And in that portion, it could be virtue, it could be something bad. And sometimes, rizq, the food is also described as rizq, which goes into the stomach. And lisanul arab means that rizq is everything from which people benefit from it. And its meaning is to give away. Rain is also described as rizq. In according to Akrabul Mawarid, everything from which people benefit, all the foods and other things, they are all called rizq. And Allah Almighty in the Holy Quran, He has used the word rizq in various verses. I would like to mention some of such verses. Allah Almighty in Surah Hud says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَاهَا Kullun fi kitabi mubin. That in the earth there is no animal which is walking, but its food is a duty of God Almighty, and He knows their temporary period of stay and also the permanent period of stay. Everything is documented in a very, very clear book. In this verse, Allah Almighty has very emphatically mentioned that it is God Almighty who gives food to everyone living being in this world, animals, even the worms and the birds, and very small insects, those who have the need to eat something. Allah Almighty is the one who provides food to all of them. There are hundreds and thousands of insects and worms in this world, and Allah Almighty has provided means of food for all these in this earth, in this world. So this is the might and the power of Allah Almighty, that He provides the food even to those insects, though according to investigation how Allah Almighty provides food to them. And there are certain insects about which a man is still unaware as to how God Almighty provides them the food. And then people grow their various crops, various types of crops are there which Allah Almighty has created. And if one part of those crops uses a part of that for his own food, and the other part is consumed and used by other animals. So in any way, Allah Almighty is the one who provides food to everyone. And not only the physical food, and which is required for the physical food, but as we have seen, every time of grace, whether it is related to this life or to the life to come, that is called rizq. And the rizq of the life hereafter, the provision of that, that is only for human beings, who is the best of the creation of Allah. And in the hereafter, the rizq to be provided over there, that is based on spirituality. And to act, to perform good deeds. And because of those good deeds, the reward is here in this life, and also the reward is given, the ultimate, the reward of that is in the life to come. And for this, Allah Almighty has created the provisions here in this, for the reward to be received in the hereafter, the provisions have been made in this life. The means have been granted here, and Allah Almighty provides that food here, which is the source of spiritual development. For that purpose, the prophets are sent, they have been coming, so that that spiritual food could be given to creation, to the people. And finally, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was decreed for him that he provided such an excellent food which is forever, nor there is any fear of its becoming stale, nor it is going to be exhausted and finished. In this verse, Allah Almighty, before mentioning about rizq, he draws the attention towards worship and good deeds. And Allah Almighty has explained that you have finally to come back to God, where all those people who those who have been getting the spiritual food in this life, they, the higher stages of that reward will be received by those people in the hereafter. The physical food and provision, and the example of all the animals which has been given, the purpose of that is that those people who ponder over the physical food, they should
مادر اس پر غور کرنے والا جب اس بات کے معنی پر مجبور ہے
when they think over it then the people think over it that Allah Almighty is the one who is the actual provider of all this food then for this temporary world if Allah Almighty is so gracious and so kind to his creation that he provides all the food so then in relation to that life which is eternal why Allah Almighty should not be providing that for them so therefore the worship of Allah Almighty and to perform the good deeds they are also like such provision which is necessary for the life eternal life and a human being who is the best of the creation of Allah and from among his creation it is the human beings that they have been given this promise of the life to come eternal life so they have to pay more attention to the spiritual aspect of that and for a mu'min for a believer Allah Almighty has mentioned the holy quran that what are the ways of getting this provision as Huzur says as I have mentioned earlier that this provision this food so far as its standard and the quantity is concerned from both aspect Allah Almighty has sent this to us through the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and human beings it is mentioned in the holy quran Allah Almighty has drawn attention to in so many places that the food that spiritual food that has Allah Almighty has revealed you should be very grateful and very appreciative of that because if you become ungrateful and you go all the exceed the limits so then you are deprived from these physical provisions in this life so Allah Almighty says in one place describing this subject wazaraballahu masalan qaryatan kanat aminatan aminatan mutmainnatan yati harizquha ragadam min kulli makanin fakafarat bi anu billahi fazaqa allahu libasal juwa والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون and Allah Almighty gives the simile of such a township which was very peaceful and tranquility was there and from every side the provision used to come to it in abundance but the residents they became ungrateful for that then Allah Almighty made them to taste the hunger and that was the result of their ungratefulness now this example which has been given this is the example of the holy city of Mecca that in spite of the fact that as a result of the prayers of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam these were the prayers which were the so means of such provision in Mecca so in spite of the promises of Allah Almighty which was made to the people because of the denial of the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and rejecting his message they went into very difficult days a time came that they became restless with the extreme hunger and until the time the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained in them the provision was in abundance for coming from every side but after his migration from Mecca it once so happened that there was such a drought that everybody was afraid of his life and Abu Sufyan who was a bloodthirsty enemy of Islam and the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he came to Medina to the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with the utmost humility prayed to the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that pray to God Almighty that Allah Almighty may remove this condition of poverty and drought which is hurting us so much at this time and then he said that don't you have sympathy for your brothers that they are suffering from this condition of hunger and starvation would you let them die like that the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who was the benefactor of the whole mankind he was embodiment of love and mercy for the people so he did not say that you are our enemy you have you have tortured the Muslims in such a cruel way, you are worthy of some punishment and you are worthy that this sort of treatment should be meted out to you. But his heart was filled with love and mercy and sympathy for the people of Mecca. And he was overwhelmed, and he prayed to Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty showed his favors and the condition was over. So the enemy knew very well that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a true messenger of God. And that's why he came to him and requested his prayers. And he also knew that this spiritual food and provision which he claims to provide to the people, the physical meat, physical food is also related to him. It is related to the same God who has sent him. But he did not desist from opposition. And he continued to advance in opposition until the time that finally the time of the victory of Mecca came. And all these people, they had to submit to the Holy Prophet of Islam. In that age, in that time, at that time, the shortage of provision was there, and the people even today should also think. Nowadays, also the people are saying there is shortage of food in the world. And it is a time for them to reflect that if these conditions could happen in the past, these may happen again. Is it not a result of the lack of attention to the spiritual food? And these conditions are there. America, which is the considered to be the mightiest power in the world today, financially very considered to be very strong, because of the shortage of its own crops and food. And there are people are already expressing their concern about it. And the inflation is there. And in spite of the fact that there are new and new types of crops which have been invented now and which produce the yield even 50 times more than before. But still, including America, everywhere the shortage of food is being felt. People are talking about the shortage of rice and other commodities of food. So this is all because of this reason, that if the water does not come from Allah Almighty, the crops cannot grow. And when the people go away from Allah Almighty and turn their back to that, then and they are bent upon aggression and rebellion, then these jerks and jolts are given. Then Allah Almighty has expressed this very clearly in the Holy Quran, that Razak, the one who is the provider, he is Allah Almighty, and people have to pay attention to him. And your attention to God Almighty will improve the condition of your food, and your physical food will also, the situation will become better. So therefore, the Muslims, they should be much more mindful of their condition than any other people. In one place, Allah Almighty says, mentioning his attribute of Razak, وَقَعِيَمْ مِنْ دَعَبَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا أَلَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. There are so many animals walking on this earth, they do not carry their provision with them. It is Allah Almighty who provides all of them, and also He provides to you. And He is the one who is all-hearing and all-knowing. Here once again, Allah Almighty has drawn our attention to this point, that you should be performing good deeds, and those who do like that, and those who hold fast to religion very strongly, that whatever condition may be there, they always have to firmly hold, be attached to religion and act upon those commands which have been given by God Almighty. They should not be afraid of the fact that if we did not follow the advice of the worldly people, if we did not follow the big governments of the people, then the doors of our provisions will be closed. So this is the duty of a believer, that one should always remember God Almighty, and his job is not like this, that he should be showing any deficiency or weakness at any point. He should always be afraid of this point, that these people with whom my provision is linked, if I do not approve of them or always condone their views, then I will be causing any damage to me. Or national level, no Muslim government should ever have this fear that our commerce and businesses, if they are linked with such and such country, and if our benefits are also linked with the certain countries, if Muslims, then Muslims, they should not deceive Muslim countries for this very purpose, which is unfortunately happening today. So Allah Almighty says it very clearly that they should have the sense of honor for religion, and for their on their individual level nor on national level, they should not be under the influence of anybody else. The Muslims should not be submitting as such. They should not be afraid that our food and provision is coming from that territory or from that country. Allah Almighty says, it is Allah Almighty who, those who are believers, those who are the, believe in Allah Almighty and have the sense of honor for God Almighty, Allah Almighty provides to all of them. And if Allah Almighty can provide food for his other creation, why not he can provide the food to the believers as well? So therefore, Allah Almighty, who is the master of the heaven and earth, and who has subjugated the sun and the moon for the service of mankind, does he not have the power that for his pure obedient servant he should provide the means of foods? So therefore, always remember it very well that Allah hu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha min ibadihi wa yaqdiru lahu, that it is Allah Almighty who, it is Allah Almighty alone, for his servants he expands the provision for whichever he likes, and he also restricts it for whomsoever he likes. So you should not be depending on anything else for your food. Always ask for it from Allah Almighty. And those people who depend on worldly means, then the condition of those people is quite visible to the people. Even those people who are living in rich countries, there is shortage of food there, and people have started raising voices against that. If there is any big country or very powerful country is the Razak, the provider of risk, then why this hue and cry is being raised in those rich countries due to shortage of food? So the believer should always be mindful of the fact that what is the will of Allah Almighty. If they are paying attention to Allah Almighty dedicatedly, and they are paying attention to that one and worship God Almighty, and always try to benefit from his spiritual food provided to them, then they should not be in the least worry. Allah Almighty provides the physical needs of the people, the believers, and also gives them the quality of contentment. And those, so therefore, the one who is the real provider, a true believer, should always be mindful, be paying attention to that God and not to human beings. In this age and time in particular, the perception of the attributes of Allah Almighty should be to the believers, because this time, which is the time of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, in this time actually the prayer has been taught to us to come into the real protection of Allah Almighty, that they should come under the protection of Allah, of the one who is worthy to be worshipped, because as a result of very vast communication and dependence upon other people, and being able to reach various places in shortest possible time, and also because of their means of communication, the poor people and the poor nations, they are considering the rich people and the rich nations all for them, and they entirely depend upon them. And they have the fear of these people, and sometimes the mu'mins, the believers, could also be influenced by that. So therefore Allah Almighty has mentioned that I am the provider. No human being or no country is your Rabb. is your provider. I nourish you and I give you the means of nourishment. I provide you all the means, physical means of sustenance. So in order to get this, I, who is the really to be worshipped, you come into my protection. And for its true perception and understanding, you benefit from the true water of spirituality. And in order to get the spiritual food, you should try your best to get that spiritual food. And this very thing will give you all the blessings, will become you deserving the benefits of this life and the life to come. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one place that when people cross the limits and commit aggression, then depend on physical things are the means of this life, then this is that type of associating partner with Allah Almighty, which throws him away from God Almighty. If a man thinks that if that mean was not there, I should have died with hunger, or if this property had not been there, or this thing had not been available, then I would have suffered quite a lot. If that friend had not been there, I would have been in trouble. These are the things are such that Allah Almighty does not like this sort of things, that you should depend on the property or your friendship or your link, that you go far away from God Almighty. This is a very grave type of associating partners with Allah Almighty, which is totally against the teachings of Islam. As he says, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. And Allah Almighty says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلُ اللَّهَ فَهُوْ حَسْبُهُ. And then he says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And then he says, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّى الصَّالِحِينَ. And he says that the Holy Quran is full with such verses, that he is the one that takes care of the righteous people. So then, that is the case. Then why, when the people depend on the means? So it means that they are denying these attributes of Allah Almighty, and they make these attributes a part of their belief, because they are inclined to one aspect for through which they take some steps towards shirk. And then because they go to their worldly people and get some benefits from them and get some title or recognition for them, and they start, as a matter of fact, worshipping these. And this is something which actually destroys the whole concept of true worship and puts the person down in status. And this is a very important teaching, that there should be no misunderstanding about this. And every person should, the true believer should be firmly believing in one God. And he should understand that every superiority, every goodness, every height is achieved through Allah Almighty, and it cannot be attained through anything else. And when this parallel is made for them, then the faith is gone. And if these two opposite things are taken at one and the same time, then one is destroyed. One should always give preference to Allah Almighty. And these means should not be taken as God. And because of this belief in unity, then you get the love of Allah Almighty. When you consider and feel that the benefit and the loss entirely is in the hand of Allah, and each and every particle is in the hand of Allah Almighty, there is no one else who can do anything. And when a person purely worships that God, that is the one who is called the true worshipper. And this is the one condition of human beings, that one condition is that one should not take any of the object like stones or other things as God. And the other thing is that one should not take these means too much important. One should take care of that, but the entire dependence should be Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty's person should be considered much more superior. And then Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ رِزْقٍ فَاهِيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. And in the interchange of day and night, and in this thing that Allah Almighty causes this provision descend from heaven, and then also brings the revival in the earth and changing the direction of the winds, and in that there are signs for those people who reflect. In this verse in particularly, there is a message for the Muslims that the Muslims claim that they believe in Holy Quran, that as every time we see the coming of day and night turn by turn, and the progress that takes place during the day that is not there at night, and similarly in the spiritual world, spiritual aspect, this is the thing. And before the time of the Holy Prophet, it was darkness, period of darkness was there, which he illuminated. And by receiving the final message from Allah Almighty, he declared that now this brilliant message of Allah Almighty is going to illuminate the hearts of people till the last day. And he also mentioned that this is the decree of Allah Almighty, that there a period of darkness will come after me. But in this period of darkness, during that period as well, the light of this period, it will continue to be spread in form of various lamps, and people will be benefiting from that. And then this period of darkness, according to his prophecy, it has been linked with the coming advent of the Masih Muhammadi, the Messiah of Muhammad. And as a result of that, that food had to descend, which had to give a revival to the earth. And with the advent of the promised Messiah, that water came, which brought about a revival in the dead earth of spirituality. And because of being servant to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he brought that light which made the whole day so brilliant and so bright. And in one verse he mentions that main wo pani hoon jo aaya aasma se waqt par, main hoon wo noor-e khuda jisse hua din aashkar. So now this noor and this light and this water, which has been given to the true servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has been brought down through him. Now it is a responsibility of every believer that they should benefit from that, and it is our responsibility to carry this water to other people and also to act according to this one. This is the spiritual water Huzur is talking. And it is our responsibility, as it is important to believe in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is he who asked us to convey his salam, his greeting to this promised one to come. Here I would like to mention one thing more, that as the people of dictionary have mentioned the rain as a form of rizq and provision. And the verse from Surah Al-Jasiyah, which I presented, they present that verse. And in any way, Huzur says that, as I have said, that Allah Almighty in this age, Allah Almighty has caused this water to descend in this age. And as a result of that, there the life has been there, and the means have been provided. And in order to spread this light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the world, Allah Almighty has raised the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. So now therefore in the world, for Muslims and for non-Muslims, this is the provision which has Allah Almighty has given them. And through this provision, the hunger of physical nature and spiritual nature can be satisfied. And for this, it is our responsibility that we should make it available to the people and take it to them. In one place Allah Almighty says, رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ وَاحْيَيْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا كَذَلِكَ الْخُرُوجِ. That as a provision for human beings, we have revived a barren land or a dead land by way of through that water which we have descended. Here the rain has been mentioned, because it is through rain that the earth is revived, and everywhere we see the greenery and growth. And sometime it happens that even the deserts, they become turned into green areas that you cannot even recognize that these were the same barren lands. As in Pakistan, in Sindh, Thar is the area. In dry weather, there is sand everywhere. But when there is rain, then the same sand dunes, they become very green. And they look like green mountains. So this is the big change which takes place suddenly, and one is surprised to see that. So that how this greenery could come out of these desert and barren lands. The same barren lands where people were suffering from starvation and they are hungry. And when the rain is there, then the crops are green everywhere. And their food provision is in abundance. So every man of intellect, when he ponders, then whatever religion he may belong to, then they spontaneously they say the words of praise of Allah, and he says, Subhanallah, how holy is Allah. And that establishes his firm belief in the quality of Razak, that he is the provider. And the believers, more so, they believe in this attribute of Allah Almighty. That they see that this is the land, in spite of the fact that it was barren, but it keeps within itself the seeds of those bushes. And when the time comes, then there is a growth of that, and they come out and sprout out. And it is not the government or people who have done so. And then to bring the rain, is it within the power of a big government? So all these things, one has to think over all these things. A believer, one should think over that all these things are provided by God Almighty. Temporarily, everything, and a person belonging to every religion, they say, as I said, that this is done by Allah Almighty. But later on they forget that. So Allah Almighty reminds the people that as Allah Almighty, He brings out the life from the dead earth. Similarly, after the departure of human beings from this life, He would bring back again, He would revive them again, once again. Where there will be accountability, and those people who have been crossing the limits and denying the prophets, and those who have been persecuting their communities, they would be brought to account. So in the hereafter, if people are wishing to have a good treatment, and when they say they are Muslims, and they say that we hope to get a good provision in the hereafter, and there should be lenient treatment to us, then Allah Almighty says, then you should perform good deeds here in this earth, because these good deeds and these pious actions of yours in this life, they are actually the one which you are earning, and the same thing is going to be of your benefit in the life to come. And Allah Almighty, He will envelop them in His mercy. And may Allah enable us to follow those paths which are the paths of His mercy, and also grant wisdom to those people who do not recognize the truth. And those do not recognize and appreciate the indications given by God Almighty. In the world, there are in various places where Ahmadis are being persecuted, and they are bent upon persecuting Ahmadis in various parts of the world. Allah Almighty reminding them to good deeds, He says that وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لا نسلك رزقا نحن نرزقك ولاقبۃ للتقوى. You remind your family members for prayer and persist on that one. We do not require any provision from you. We are the one who provide you and others, and the ultimate final success is for the righteous people. So this spiritual food, the best thing which Allah Almighty has revealed for us, and that is the worship of Allah Almighty, and particularly the prayers, about which He has reminded us again and again. So it is our responsibility that we should take care of this in our homes, in particular to establish the government of Allah and His Prophet, and also to be able to benefit from the blessings of Khilafat. Allah Almighty has reminded us to be careful about the offering of the prayer. And along with the prayers, the Allah Almighty has mentioned the provision. This important point should also be noted. And for providing the provisions and granting this provision, there are various ways are adopted which are not legitimate and lawful and permissible, which are against the commands of God. So one should always, in order to have a good end of your life and be blessed in the hereafter, one should be worshipping, and also the lawful provision should be acquired. And but also those people who are offering their worship with dedication, they should be paying very special attention to this one, and they are given the assurance by Allah Almighty that we do not require any, when Allah Almighty says that we do not require any provision to be given to us. Hazrat Muslim Maud Raziyallahu Ta'ala Anhu has raised a question that on one side Allah Almighty asks for contribution and financial sacrifices, and here Allah Almighty says that we do not ask for any provision from you. So what is the answer to this question? The answer is that this contribution which is required from believers, that is also because of that piety and good deed for which Allah Almighty gives the promise that He is going to return it back manifold, that He will give it back so manifold that you cannot even imagine that. So when Allah Almighty takes something, it is not for this reason that He is in need of that, but it is for this reason that because of good, this good deed of yours, He is going to return it manifold. And all, as all these things are keeping in view the qualities and the standards of righteousness, therefore the result of that is good in this life, and also it is going to be good, the pleasure of God Almighty, in the life to come, and people will be eligible to get into paradise. Allah Almighty enable us to act upon the path of righteousness and the qualities of righteousness, and make our deeds good here in this life, and also to have a good end of our life in the life to come, and also continue to bless us with His pure provisions. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم